Welcome to the Awakening Conversations podcast, where we dive into the many aspects, challenges, and life-changing lessons that are part of our spiritual awakenings. Through conversations, we are looking to bring you wisdom and perspectives so that you feel more supported and connected as you navigate your own awakening path. We are your hosts, Kate McGee and Amanda Richardson-Meyer. We've both been through our own unique awakening journeys that have changed and transformed our lives. And through these awakening conversations, we will be growing and expanding alongside you. We're so glad to have you join us. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to the Awakening Conversations podcast. My name is Kate, and I'm here with my co-host, Amanda. And today we want to talk about the current times that we are moving through. It is the 21st of November that we are recording this episode of 2024. And we have all been, I think, sensing, feeling, seeing, witnessing what feels like a fairly major pivot point for us as a collective, a big moment of change. And there are several factors that we can see playing out in the macro, which is there's been a lot of influence and change through the current US election. And on a not so obvious level, there's been some major shifts happening astrologically that are really reflecting the big changes and the feelings that we are currently feeling within our own selves, feeling out there in the collective, that are signaling some really potent times of change. Now, these potent times of change don't always feel comfortable, just in me mentioning the US election, whether you're an American or not. I'm sure that you have witnessed, felt, heard, maybe had conversations that have really, I know for myself, just sort of shown how there is a lot of emotion under the surface. There is a lot of fear. There's also a lot of hope. And yet that is spread around the world from various different angles. And, you know, I think underneath it all, we want similar things, but we have to see that we all have different ideas about how that's going to happen. Nevertheless, change is coming, and we really want to talk about this particular change. We're going to dive into it. This is going to be part one of a two-part episode, or at least two episodes that are going to go together. Today, we're going to really unpack this current energy, what's changing, what's shifting. And then in our second episode, we're really going to start to talk about what can we do in times like this and how can we best navigate not just the next 4 years in terms of the political term, but really the rest of this decade, I'm going to say the next five and beyond, because what is going to change and shift now is going to impact us for quite some time. So we'll dive into all of that today, or at least the energy and the change aspect, and then solutions will be provided in our next episode. So Amanda, great to chat to you about this today. This is a big topic to unpack, and I think can bring up a lot of emotion for people, depending what angle you're coming at all of this from. And just because change doesn't always feel good, especially when it's thrust upon you, or it's really quite radical and I just always think of it as like it really rubs you the wrong way. Where would you like to begin today to sort of paint the picture of where we are and why this time in our lives is so packed with change, potent change?
That's a great introduction to this topic. And I think that as we go along on an awakening, once we start to begin to awaken and understand what it means to begin to see behind the curtain or see things from other perspectives. Really, I think a lot of our awakenings is beginning to see that one reality that we held to be true. That's not the absolute truth. It's just one perspective of seeing things. And as maybe emotional human beings that maybe only see things from one perspective, and maybe we are holding that perspective very strongly, it's quite easy to not understand why others don't see things the way we do. And this time in particular, we're being asked to go beyond our current 3D reality. We're being asked to evolve and to ascend, to see things from higher perspectives. And as we were saying before we got on this call, especially the last 4 years, but even beyond that, we've been having opportunities to begin to challenge our belief systems, to see what maybe what we're attached to or held to be true might not be the absolute truth. And so many of us have been going through some bigger ones, but maybe multiple micro awakenings, seeing how systems have not been put in place for the greater good potentially, or the well-being of humanity. And for myself, I will say that I've been on a journey of beginning to see that the authorities, as we call them, have a different agenda than maybe what we see on the surface. And for myself, once I began to see one maybe system and begin to unpack, like, well, what's really going on there? And going through a grief process of like, wow, that's really terrible that some entity that people have entrusted their well-being to might not have their well-being at heart. And then once you begin to see that one system might not be acting in your greatest well-being at heart, you begin to see that maybe there's other systems as well. And so I've been on a journey of re-examining the authorities, right? And I would say my own personal design never really tended to want to defer to authority, but although I did, always been a questioner of things. And so I think maybe it was easier for me to pull back the curtain a little bit. But where I'm going with this is that where we are, I think astrologically with Pluto in Aquarius, Pluto being this astrological being, for lack of a better word, is forcing us to see the shadow and forcing us to evolve, forcing us to change. And for maybe those parts of humanity that haven't been looking behind the curtain, questioning things, seeking something different than the status quo, I think it's going to force us into that. And I think that's what this election represents. I personally did not vote. I'm living in Mexico, and part of my awakening was in 2016 and beginning to see the party that I thought was the better party, recognizing that that party was no better than the other side. And then also coming to terms with that, really the political game, the left versus right game, is mostly a tactic to distract us from what's really going on. And if we're always fighting the other side, always thinking that we're more virtuous and superior to a side that believes something different to us or sees something different than us, then we're not looking up at who is really like pulling the strings and controlling us. And what I think that we are, part of what we are waking up to is that, really what we've talked a lot about is waking up to our sovereignty and reclaiming our power. And so this, what we're experiencing on a macro level, is us no longer giving away our power to believing that a president is going to save us. Really, I mean, I think regardless of who is in there, whether they have the best intentions or not, they are just one person and they are not going to save us. And so I think that's what a lot of us are going to be waking up to, is where have we been giving our power away in our lives? Mm. And before, you know, we've been given chances to keep on giving our power away. And I think it's going to get really uncomfortable the more that we do it. It's going to force us to start to look at where we play the victim and choose something different. So,
I mean, as you say that, like choose to play the victim, like I think it's the challenge here is that, as we've mentioned before, like we're never really brought up to question authority, right? We are brought up to always defer that. Now, when I say that, I do think that we still should respect our elders and respect those in positions where they know more, but there's got to be a level of discernment here of, am I just blindly handing over all of the authority to you and, you know, letting you be the one to tell me what to do? I think the process of awakening is learning discernment, learning to see who is really, as you say, even with the systems, honestly working towards the well-being of the masses. Is that really happening? Are they truly driving things forward in a positive way? Or is it just for a single agenda? So discernment is a massive piece of that. Something else that came up for me as you were talking is that, you know, it can be really scary to really look at what's not working, right? I know that for myself, I don't watch the news because I don't want to look at what's not working either, right? But I have the awareness of it. I tap into it, I feel it, I see it. And for me, I don't want to watch it like blindly because I don't necessarily want to get like drawn into all the fear. I don't enjoy that. But I am out here on the outside aware of what's going on. It helps me feel grounded to not be so absorbed in it and like inside the fight, watching the fight. But we've often said too that if we don't look at the shadow, you know, the shadow that's being presented, whether it's within ourselves or out there in the world, we are never going to change it. We're just denying that it exists, right? And to me, that is us being, again, what's the word here? Like we're, you know, we're not really living a full life by just kind of like not wishing to look at things. And like, I'm just going to focus on this little slice of life that looks fine. But really, that's not a full life. That's not reality. That is us just deciding that I'm going to view my life through this tiny frame of reference. But there's nothing wrong with that. You can do that. But as we awaken, we are awakening to the fullness of life, right? And when we do live like that, we're actually living in limitation. And when I say those listening and not watching, I'm kind of holding my hands with making a little square in front of my face, in front of my eyes that, you know, we can walk through life like that. And many people are going to, and that's okay. There's no judgment here. But because we are a conversation here about awakening and those listening are most likely navigating, you know, an experience of like what is going on and feeling all the feels, you know, facing the shadow is where we can create change. And I think of my own awakening experience and the very thing that the guy that I worked with said to me is like, evil things go in the dark, Kate. You've got to bring the dark to the light. And he was talking about my inner stuff that I had to bring forth, the things that were my kind of like shadow, and I had to like put it on the altar is what he said, sacrifice it on the altar. But that he even described it as, you know, like if you don't look at that and you let the dark stay in the dark, it's like a petri dish of whatever, the germs, they fester and they grow in the dark. You've got to bring them out to the light. That's how we create the change. We have to see to change. And when we allow fear to tell us, I don't want to look at that, I'm just going to focus on this positive, but we're choosing to look at the positive out of fear of what's going on, then that fear of not wanting to see it perpetuates more fear. Fear seeks to create more fear. And so that's us in our victim, that's us in fear, and that's us living this limited life that doesn't help to move things forward. So that's what I want to say about that for now. But as you said, like, the important thing that we're learning right now is that we have choice. We are able to choose how we live our lives. We are able to choose how we, in some ways, even govern our own lives. And we'll talk to that more in our next episode about, you know, what are the things we can be doing in these times to create a sense of, well, not, I don't even say the word control, but choice to step into that sovereignty and still operate it in the world. But as we go through this great change, you know, there's a phrase that you said before to me is like, is the end of times. You know, as we mentioned, Pluto has moved into Aquarius and this is going to be here for how, do you know how many years this is going to be here?
20.
It's quite some time, 20, right? We've moved out of a 20-year period and now the defining, you know, the definition of what's going to happen with Pluto and Aquarius is it's bringing up the shadow. It's about radical change and it's shining a light on what's not working. There's also a whole bunch of other planets that are making the same shift. So it's a potent time. A lot of them are here about, you know, technology and AI. There's also other ones that are here for like, you know, the change in how we structure our society. So we've moved out of the hierarchy. We're moving now into more like the community and, you know, so
synarchy.
Synarchy. Yep. So much is going on right now that personally, I feel like it's an exciting time. I know not everybody feels that way, but it's a really a moment in our human history where we have the opportunity to radically shift how everybody gets to live. And to make that change, we have to go through like a collective dark night of the soul. And I also see it as we are at a stage right now where we're at the end of that hero's journey. And I'm sure most people have seen Lord of the Rings. We are at the scene in the Lord of the Rings where Frodo is like somewhere up some mountain where there's lots of molten lava spewing out of the ground. He's trying so hard to get that ring to throw it in to end the, you know, the evil that has existed. But that's a big, hard, arduous, challenging journey. And, you know, the fact that there's fire and, you know, lava and whatnot that represents that stage is not because, you know, this part of the journey requires, you know, a massive amount of energy. It requires things to be super hard, to be confronting, to be triggering, to activate, to also cause things to break down. So this is a time where we really are going to be feeling at our wit's end, potentially, to really be feel torn. And that's happening for us individually as we adjust and awaken. And then it's also reflected on the outside as the ways that life, quote unquote, is supporting us begins to tear apart so that we can create a better way for us to be living.
Yeah. So I think fear is underlying a lot of the different experiences that people are having. And you mentioned hope, which might seem like a preposterous or idea or unimaginable to certain people right now that are feeling quite terrified. And I think that's by design, right? I think the fear has been used a lot in the last 4 years, especially, but I think that encouraging people to dread the future, go to the worst case possible scenarios. I think those are meant to keep people paralyzed, right? When we're in fear, we freeze. We don't take action. We don't believe. If we don't have hope, we're not going to take steps to create something new or better. And so the old system, I believe, uses fear to keep us, is trying to like grip, I see it as it's like trying to grip on, prevent us from moving in the direction that I think is inevitable. It's happening whether we want to or not. But that word you use, control, it's like believing that we can stop what's going to happen. Like I personally don't feel that as much as they're trying to hold on to the old, it's futile. And I think having to release our fear and kind of just, it's like we're on a roller coaster right now, right? You just kind of have to let go and trust that things are going to work out. We have no idea what's going to unfold. really to say, like, there's all these projections of, well, this is going to happen. If this happens, then this is going to happen. And if this happens, and this is, it's like to believe that we understand what's going to happen. Like, we have no idea, because we are in uncharted territories with regards to the future. And so we have to learn how to ride the wave, you know, trust that we're, you know, use the surfing analogy, or we can go back to the roller coaster analogy. It's like, trust that we're strapped in and we want to like scream and be terrified the whole time. Or do we kind of want to like put our hands up a little bit and like have fun in the process? I mean, we get to choose how we have this experience. And I think if we let loose a little bit, it's going to be a fun and interesting time to see what's going to unfold, because it is kind of neat to see like how humans respond and how I think it's going to be amazing to see how humanity responds to what's ahead. And that's not to say there's like not going to be hard times or extreme challenges, but we're going to learn about ourselves in ways that we can never learn about ourselves staying in the safe status quo. And that's, I forgot, there was something that came up in the beginning of your talking was, we, you know, we want safety, we want security, we want certainty, right? I mean, sort of do, like, we feel more comfortable there. But also, we don't feel comfortable there. We don't really want that. We don't want to stay the same. We want to, we are here to grow and evolve and become different versions of ourselves. And if we don't, that doesn't happen through safety and security and certainty. And so, yeah, we're headed for uncharted, uncertain times, and it's going to be messy, right? It's not going to be clean. Yeah. And what is the saying? You know, it's like the Spanish saying, it's like, you got to make an omelet, you have to crack a few eggs. So we're going to have to crack a few eggs here. And
yeah, I want to speak to the part that you said about safety, right? That's something I wrote down. I think the big challenge when we go through times like this is that we have a very biological response as well, right? Our physical body is wired to keep us safe, right? So in some ways, when we feel like life is, you know, we're threatened, our sense, you know, sense of security and safety, and when the future becomes unknown and we feel powerless, we feel hopeless, or we feel like things are out of our control, like, there's an actual biological response going on in our bodies. So that's, there's such a human response to this. And so, you know, there's, have that awareness within ourselves of like, okay, of course I'm feeling that, because there is just an innate part of me that, you know, senses in the energy of the collective of what is going on out there, that things aren't stable, right? So the defense system in the body goes off, the alarm bells in the body goes off. Something's not right. So we've got a lot of stress running through our bodies just by watching, you know, and witnessing the challenge and the change. So this compounds why times like this feel so hard, because we in our own physical bodies are challenged with just that underlying feeling of, am I going to survive? It kind of comes back to a conversation we had about death. You know, it's always part of our life, because, you know, our physical body, every cell, it's a prime role is to survive, is to continue to procreate itself, or, you know, to proliferate, to keep itself alive. And so in a time where all of a sudden change happens so fast, it's big, it's confronting, it's, and again, as I said, out of our control, we have that biological physical response. And so then that causes, you know, the negative thinking, the worst case scenarios. And so that's even worse when especially things come out of leadership mouths, or people who have opposing opinions to just kind of paint these worst case scenarios. And so that's what we're battling with. We're battling with a primal instinct that affects then how we think, that then affects how we make choices and causes stress, causes our fight and flight to go off. And so you know, that is very much what people can be feeling right now. And that's one experience, right? As you spoke to, it's also a time of hope. There's also a time of excitement. There's also, this is also a time of, you know, positivity, even though it doesn't really look like that on the surface. And so, as we said, we're going to talk to more and more in our next episode, like what we can be doing. But first and foremost, just here in this moment, this is a lens. This is a perspective. You know, we have, and this is what this whole thing is showing us, the power to choose. You know, the power to choose where my energy is, my tension is, my focus is, how I deal with the stress I feel in my body, how I deal with the unknown, how do I create a sense of safety for myself when things are so unknown. And the truth is, it's always unknown. It's just heightened now because things need to change. We never know, as you said. We, in our humanness, look back to the past and we say, I know what's going to happen because this is what's happened before. But the thing is, we actually have zero idea, because as we've mentioned in other episodes, there are multiple timelines of where this can go. And what is going to happen is going to be completely new, in my opinion, completely new. And the things that we are going to create from this experience and where we're going to go are going to be things we've never seen before. It's going to be ways of living we've never seen before. It's going to be ways of governing that we've never seen before. Ways of, you know, caring about health and finance and schooling that we have never seen before. And so it is so important to kind of, as we'll probably say next week, or what are we doing to help ourselves feel that sense of peace and safety and grounding within our physical bodies? Because that's where our power lies to then be the ones that are effective change agents to step in to create that new that we don't have in front of us yet.
Yeah. So what you're saying about us choosing, and I think part of the illusion that we're waking up to is that we control the outside world, that we can control the outside world. And I think part of the awakening process is recognizing that the only thing that we have power over is our own internal, what's inside. And yes, and through that, we can shape the outside world. But it's such a paradox, because it's like the more we try to control, the more our reality is going to try to show us that we can't control it. And it's almost like through surrendering and going within, that's how we impact and affect our outside world, is through letting go of wanting things to be predictable and controllable and safe and secure. And so I think part of the journey of awakening is on a level of beginning to see that these external power structures, you know, if we've been giving our power away to them, like part of that process is really to make us go inside to see that that's truly what we have control and power over, is our own internal reaction. And so if we've been unconsciously reacting to everything, you know, there's a lot of manipulators trying to manipulate our energy. And if we've been allowing that to happen unconsciously, now is the opportunity to now begin to reclaim that. And that's how, the more of us that do that, the more of us we're going to see that rather than being a consumer of outside energy, like we can project the energy that we cultivate inside through our own choices. And I think that's, you know, there's more and more people have been choosing that over the past like 5-10 years, right, as different modalities have come online and become popular. And so this feels intense and extreme, because more people are going to be choosing that. More people are going to be realizing that I think they want to live by a different standard. They want to participate in different things. They just don't want to go along with the status quo lives that maybe they thought they needed to live. Like, it's time to reexamine, you know, who are you spending your time with? What are you putting in your body? What are you listening to or watching? where are you living? Where are you living serving you? Like, it's a time to start asking those questions and begin to realize that for whatever reason that you believed that that was maybe your fate or there was no other option, starting to move towards a different path, more aligned with what you value, who you are, becoming more in touch with who you are on a soul level. Like, what did you come here to do? What did you come here to be? All of these questions and inquiries, they start to add up. And then when I suggest doing all of these at one time, you mm-hmm. know, you could start one place, right? I think the spiritual journey in quotation marks is very unique to each person. And mm-hmm. I think it starts with just starting to ask a question, and one question brings in a new awareness, and that new awareness brings in another question. And we start to evolve by this inquiry of no longer just accepting what maybe we took for granted as the way things are, and really beginning to see that we can begin to create, like, we are the creators of our future reality. And mm-hmm. I think the more that we pay attention to, like, the circus that's happening out there, the less energy we're able to give to what we do have control over. And that's what we do each day with the time that we have here. And so cultivating who we want to be as human beings and the earth, the planet that we want to contribute to.
Yeah. And something that you mentioned before, like, this is part of this ascension process that we're going through. And so, as we've mentioned before, what the ascension process is a rising of vibration. That rising of vibration is happening on a planetary level, and that is happening through us as well, us as physical beings, and also as everything that we see outside of us. What happens when the frequency rises is that lower vibrational, lower frequencies cannot rise to this higher frequency. And so therefore, it comes up to be seen. And as we said before, as when we see it, when we acknowledge it, when we turn it to the light as such, that is when we can heal whatever structure. It's like, it's the same thing for ourselves. When our dark comes up, our shadow comes up, if we acknowledge it, we have the opportunity to heal it. When we heal it, we transmute it, which means that we are able to release that energy that's been holding us down, quote unquote, emotionally, but also vibrationally. That's how we rise. That's how we change. That's how we shift. And so, you know, through the ascension lens, it is essential for us to go through this process. We must overturn every stone to see what is underneath and turn what's underneath it to expose it to the light. There are, you know, a lot of people in the spiritual world, or the view is that we are going through a split. And we've mentioned here as well that there is, like, and I hate saying this for some reason, like a dark force and a light force, but that's my fear coming up. I don't want there to be a dark force, a dark energy present. I only want there to be a light one. And this can be part of the challenge that prevents us from looking at what's not working, is we don't actually want to acknowledge that evil does exist, or that bad things do exist, or that there is some sort of energy here that is opposing our potential. And, you know, I'm sitting with that, and it's, for me, it's uncomfortable. And so that is what this process is. It's like, it is uncomfortable to look at the reality, what's happening in that way. But it is essential for us to at least open our minds to be able to move forward. Because if I deny that and say it's only this and we can only move in this way, again, as I said, I'm not really able to be fully present for what is here. And I don't think I can fully change or do my part to change things or help change things without that acknowledgement. It's like only trying to see half of the picture. You have to see the whole picture. And I think too that you know, this awakening process is with this split here, something that I saw play out through the election result was such division amongst people. As you said, it's a two-party system that kind of pits each other against each other. And essentially, if it, you know, you boil it down, at the heart of it all, most people want the same things. You know, we want peace, we want better living conditions, we want, you know, better access to health, all of that. We just have differing opinions about how we're going to get there. And so the awakening, you know, that was a big part of the awakening for many people, as I saw friends being very vocal and aggressive to their friends about their choices of who they voted for. And so if anyone's experienced that and they've been through those kinds of hard conversations with friends in this last few weeks, know that this is a big part of the awakening experience. And if someone has decided that you were wrong and that you shouldn't have voted who you voted for, love them anyway, right? Love them, let them have that experience. We are all navigating this challenging time through our own walk through life, right? As you said, Amanda, you for a long time had a preference, but your awakening experience allowed you to see and open your eyes to, okay, that hasn't actually served me, and, you know, to view things differently. We have to allow everybody their own time to awaken if they are going to awaken. Not everyone is here for this experience, but for those of us that are here, having that experience and potentially losing people through that process, there's no need for you to try to convince them otherwise or show them the light or show them what you know. We must allow everyone their own journey. And it is a time of really concentrating on our sovereignty. We are here for our experience. And I believe that when we honor that experience, we do our inner work, we work our way through our work, our awakening to be the better version of ourselves, to be, you know, more spiritual. And when I say more spiritual, we can really truly embody the qualities of true compassion, true acceptance, true seeing that we are all here to have our own individual experiences. And we're going to come to, you know, we're going to evolve and move forward in our own unique ways, and that we can love everyone. Everyone, no one excluded, while we go through that. You know, that's what we're, you know, ultimately here to experience. And as we go through our awakenings and we work towards embodying and holding those qualities in ourselves, that's how I feel we will create this new, because that's a completely new way of living. We don't live like that right now. What would it be like, you know, for this ascension process, for us as a collective, if we all held that as a stance, that as an energy, that as a possibility for all of us, that we all here to have our own unique journeys and we love everyone while they have that journey. And yet we make the choices that align for us, that help us to feel, you know, aligned, living the kind of life we want to live. You know, for me, it's always about how am I like contributing. It's not always for everybody, but like what's my part to play in, you know, us moving forward in a way that we can all thrive.
Yeah, no, I think that speaking from my own experience and feeling very attached to how I viewed reality to be, and coming to learn that almost there's like a grieving process. And I think it's a lesson that some of us are here to learn, is to become more humble and to see maybe where we thought we were righteous and virtuous, that maybe people believe something different from us because they're operating from a different perspective and a different reality. And that's, I think we all come here to learn different lessons. And for me, humility is actually, it's in my Gene Key profile, is something I'm here to learn. And through being vocal, maybe not kind in certain instances, because I couldn't believe someone would see something so obvious to me. Like, how could they see it that way? But that was part of my process. And so first, maybe some, like you said, are not here to awaken, but maybe there are people here to be so aggressive and so maybe unkind because they're here to experience both sides of what it means to become humble and see that they don't always have the right answer to everything. They don't have the whole picture, the whole information. And I'll just say that some of the things that I've seen to be, you know, that I've awoken to, you know, we're on our own, all on our own timelines, right? And so some things that I became aware of many, many years ago, and now they're coming out and there's a lot more eyeballs and a lot more people are beginning to see that maybe how they saw it before is not the way it is. And I think that we all have to get there in our own time. And maybe some of us are here to be vocal. Maybe some of us are here to push other people's buttons, right? And it's through that polarity that we maybe that we get triggered, that it awakens something in us, right? Or maybe someone's here to teach us how to not react in the same energy, right? Like that's like a form of mastery, is to not to be able to hold our own energy and not respond in a mirroring fashion, right? Like that's sovereignty, right? So I think it's all playing out as it should, or as it's meant to. And to, but it's just, it might feel messy. We don't want it to be messy, right? We want things to just be peaceful. Yeah. And, but there is darkness here. There is, like, we live in a world of duality. And so, yes, there is, if we want to get the light, we have to hold the darkness as well. And I think that was, you know, ayahuasca popped in my head is like, you know, it's going into that. That's a teacher that teaches you to go into some dark places and be able to love it, right? Be able to learn how to love those parts of us that maybe we hide and we wall off and we ignore and we don't give attention to. And so I think personally that, yes, we're going to continue to see some really gnarly, unfortunate things that might be really hard for a lot of people. And, but in order to, like you said, in order to heal those things, we have to be able to see them. And it comes down to us. Some of us are here to do this healing work, right? To heal it within us, to see it within us, because everything we see and the outside world is in us somewhere, right? It's in our lineage. Our lineage is like we have this darkness within our DNA. And so those of us that, you know, do healing work, we are purging these energies. And, you know, you mentioned something at the beginning that you need to see the darkness, but it's like that darkness isn't even all your darkness, right? Like that's darkness that you inherited from your ancestry, from your collective, from the, you know, the culture that you grew up in, right? It's things that you've taken on. Mm-hmm. And those of us that are empaths, those of us that are healers, we're meant to transmute that. And that's helping the collective by being able to witness these energies and maybe hold them in a different way, right? Like if we're able to speak about things that bring a lot of shame and judgment and guilt and be able to hold space for the for people by healing that within ourselves, we can then hold space for other people that are then going through those things and from a more neutral, less charged space, because that's how we release them is through not maybe attacking it, but for just allowing it to be, right? Something that the couple that I did all my ayahuasca ceremonies with is that, like, they talked about seeing these really dark, dark forces in the astral during these ceremonies. Mm-hmm. And the more work they do, the darker they would get, because the more work they do, the greater their light was. And so the greater the darkness that they would come in contact with. And And it's, and I asked him, like, what do you do? And it's like, well, you just have to love it more, because that's the only way you can transmute it is through through love. It's not through fear. It's not through telling it to go away. It's through allowing it to be. And so I think that is what we're going to be having to do in these years ahead, is allowing even the things that look really ugly and like that feel ugly, that feel like, you know, like we'd rather not be going through this. It's like we have to learn how to some semblance of acceptance for what is, rather than how we wish it to be.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think as you speak to that, that, you know, if we deny the reality, if we don't want to see it, we're just prolonging the pain, right? We think that we're saving ourselves from suffering or from fear, but we're actually trapped. It's trapping ourselves. And so as we can open up and accept what is, like, that's transformative, to be able to hold the dark and the light, and to be able to hold, as you said, that place of like neutrality or hope in the face of all that we see that is challenging. But it is, I think it's a practice to learn us to open ourselves to that. And even as I said to you before, and I just want to say, yes, there's a dark force and light force, like I get so uncomfortable on the inside, because a part of me doesn't want to accept that. Part of me doesn't want to believe that evil is here and that there are opposing forces. You know, I want to believe that it's just going to be all fine. Of course I do, right? We want that. But for me to fully be able to really hold that with a greater amount of energy and the most potent amount of potential, I must hold that that is also a truth, you know, and that I face reality as it is, and don't deny anything, and don't, you know, because we hold ourselves in like a prison by denying something. Something that Paul Selig, the channel, says that, you know, when we hold someone else in darkness, we hold ourselves in darkness. So if we're like, you know, not wanting to see something, or we're just, again, keeping ourselves trapped, holding ourselves back for the full experience of who we are, holding everybody back from that as well, because collectively, if we're all gripping onto this way things should be, nothing changes, nothing moves forward, that dark, that things that don't work perpetuate, that we stay in that petri dish of like festering. And so, you know, just to kind of bring us to a close here, like this is a time of great change. It is for us. You know, we also talk about it being by us from a soul perspective. So, you know, there is also an understanding here that we as souls have chosen to be here for this, you know, and again, some to just go through the experience of like, what a crazy time to live in. And yet many of us also to awaken. We came here for this awakening. We came here for this very challenging, confronting time, to then be able to feel triggered and activated and called to, you know, heal, create change, make new choices. And so, you know, for those that are likely listening to this, you are one of those. And so, again, as you walk forward in this awakening, just love on yourself, go easy on yourself, be patient, like you said, you know, trust. It's about surrender. And I think it's a big knowing too that we're not supported through this process. And what I mean by that is like there is a bigger force at play, life, universe, God, whatever you want to call it. Like, this is meant to happen. It is meant to happen. It is for our evolution. It is for our, you know, progress as humans, as souls. And so, again, I think what we can do to like begin to open ourselves to this isn't a terrible time. This is actually a potent, powerful, exciting time, is like really learning, how do I deepen my trust in the more and know that I am connected, that I'm not alone in this, that I'm not just thrown down here on this planet, like having to go through this wild ride, right? The awakening journey is your opportunity to tap into that more, to create that deeper connection, to know yourself as part of this, and that, you know, we're going someplace pretty exciting and potentially you have a role to play in it.
Yeah, well said. Yep. Yeah, just know that the reality that you hold right now is not going to be the reality that you see a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now. And so if you're holding on to anything too tightly, just try to let go a little bit. Like, that was a big teacher. The first time I did Bufo was surrender. And when it feels really hard, when we feel like we can't do it, it's just whatever you're attached to. And this is for next week as well. Next conversation, it's the only constant is the change. And so whatever you're suffering through in this moment, it's just this moment. And if you let go a little bit, it's not going to feel as hard. And not to minimize what you're going through, but a little perspective, a shift in perspective goes a long way. So yeah, good conversation. But it didn't go, felt like I was able to stay a little more centered in the topic. And, you know, even for those of us that are, you know, on our own spiritual paths, it's okay to feel, we all have our feelings as well. And so they're here for us to work through. And so, yeah, thanks for listening. And hopefully you'll join us for our next conversation where we dive into the ways that we can really feel supported, feel nourished, and go beyond just trying to survive and really thriving and really making the most of this time on our planet to create realities that really are beyond what many of us can imagine at this time, right? That might seem very far-fetched to many people, maybe pie in the sky, but like, that's where we're going. We're here to create experiences and circumstances that we've not, well, I don't know if we've ever experienced on this earth, but I think we're meant to, yeah, it's supposed to be a unique time in our evolution as a species. And so we play a role in some way or another. And so, yeah, I think we're here for it. And I'll be interested to see where our conversation goes on our next time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you, Amanda. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll join you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you haven't already, please do subscribe to your favorite podcast platform or to our YouTube channel so that you can be notified when new episodes are released. Be sure to head to our website, theawakeningconversations.com, for the resources mentioned in this episode. Here, you can also leave your questions, comments, or feedback so we can create more episodes that you love. And if you'd like to be a guest to share your own awakening journey with our listeners, or you have a business or offering that supports others going through their awakenings, head to our website, theawakeningconversations.com, and click on Be a Guest, and we'll be in touch. Until next time, take care.